From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting on a busy news day here in the United States and throughout the world. A gunman opened fire outside a high school in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday, causing a number of casualties and sending frightened students running for cover inside the school. The Broward County Sheriff said at least 14 people with various degrees of injuries were taken to hospitals. He also said there are, quote, multiple fatalities. South African President Jacob Zuma has resigned after more than a week of intense pressure from his party to step down and just hours before a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. With just an hour left before a Wednesday midnight deadline to resign or face the no-confidence vote, Zuma finally did what he swore he would never do. He quit. Had he not done so, he would have faced what was likely to be an embarrassing, messy no-confidence vote in Parliament Thursday, bolstered by the African National Congress, the very party that brought him into the presidency in 2009. On Tuesday, the party recalled him, a move they expected to provoke his immediate resignation. When that didn't happen, ANC lawmakers lobbied for a planned no-confidence vote to be moved earlier to Thursday. Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his lengthy quest to end the regime of longtime President Robert Mugabe, has died just months after Mugabe caved to pressure to step down after decades in power. Tsvangirai had been battling colon cancer since 2016. He died Wednesday in South Africa. Morgan Tsvangirai was 65. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defiant in the face of a deepening corruption scandal that has sparked calls for his resignation. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He described the allegations as biased, extreme, and full of holes like Swiss cheese, and vowed to remain in office. Police accused Netanyahu of bribery and breach of trust in two corruption cases and say there is sufficient evidence to indict him. Israeli opposition leaders are demanding Netanyahu's resignation, saying he is corrupt and unfit to lead the nation. From a legal point of view, Netanyahu is not required to resign. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The UN Mine Action Service reports Islamic State militants have left a deadly legacy of tens of thousands of explosive hazards and improvised explosive devices in cities throughout Iraq, preventing the safe return of people to the homes they were forced to flee. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
War in Iraq has displaced nearly 6 million people since 2014. More than half since have gone home. But the UN Mine Action Service reports an estimated 2.6 million people remain displaced. It says cities retaken from Islamic State militants are heavily contaminated with explosive hazards, improvised explosive devices, and other lethal weapons, preventing people from returning home safely. It says as soon as areas are liberated, risk assessment teams are deployed to survey the situation, with clearance activities following as soon as possible. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney estimates President Trump's proposed military parade would cost taxpayers as much as $30 million. On Wednesday, he told the House Budget Committee, "I've seen various different cost estimates of between $10 and $30 million, depending on the size of the parade." The administration reportedly is considering holding the parade on Veterans Day. Mulvaney told lawmakers that funding for the event was not included in Trump's proposed 2019 budget because discussions about it had just recently begun. Mulvaney said the Trump administration would have to collaborate with Congress if we decide to move forward with the parade. There is, however, bipartisan opposition to the proposal in Congress. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice.